ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां व्यासशंकरमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु निराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मैरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः So we finished that sixth mantra, didn't we? The tadvanam, that gunavisishta brahma upasanam, isn't it? It's very close to nidhyasana actually. But still here, we see it as an object, isn't it? So the Brahman, the consciousness, which obtains as the Atma, the self of all the beings, is consciousness, is it? Atma is that Brahman alone obtains as the Atma. Brahman is available for recognition as Atma. So even if we do not know that also, so seeing that Brahman as the innermost truth of all the beings is what? Guna Visishta. Brahma Upasanam. Okay? Tadvanam. And if we practice upasana meditation upon that Brahman, anena namnaha, anena namna upasanasya phalam aha, anena namnopana upasanasya phalam aha, namna upasanasya phalam na, he also has mentioned the benefit of meditation in this. Saha yaha kaschit yetadi yathoktam brahma evam yathokta gunam veda. So one who meditates upon this Brahman as the self-obtaining in all the beings, such a person, abhiha yenam upasakam sarvani bhutani abhisamvanchanti. Aha prarthayanta eva yatha brahma. Even this upasanam blesses, there's twofold upasanams, two types of upasanams. Sakama upasanam and nishkama upasanam. It is the same upasanam. If it is meditated for a given fruit of meditation, then definitely he'll be blessed with what? He'll be blessed with the qualities which he is meditating upon. He will be blessed with the qualities of the object of meditation. If I meditate upon the good quality of another person, I will be blessed with the good quality of that thing. Isn't it? Like here also, that's why it's very important to see the good things in another person. If you think only of the wrong thing of other person, whether you see the right side or the wrong side, doesn't matter that you need not go on. If you really think the person is wrong here, we can leave the person away and then you can keep yourself distant. But you don't need to dwell upon the other person how wrong it is. If you happen to see something good about the other person, because your attention is focused, all the time what are you focusing attention on? You're focusing attention on something good, isn't it? That becomes your guna. This is secret of meditation, isn't it? So here, Tadvanam iti upasita. Here also, the guna visishta brahma upasanam, when you meditate upon those gunas as the gunas of Brahman, suppose the anything was praiseworthy is actually the praise of praiseworthy belongs to actually Ishvara. Ishvara means what here? The Lord. And who is the Lord here? Brahman. That Brahman alone is manifest as, no, anything praiseworthy in anybody, isn't it? It is called meditation upon the guna visishta Brahma. And when you meditate upon the guna visishta Brahma, then as the result of which you would be blessed with those gunas which you are meditating upon. Those gunas you meditate upon as what? Meditate upon those gunas as the qualities, as the qualities of the Lord. Isn't it? This is the sakama upasana phalam. Suppose the upasana is nishkama upasanam, then as a result of this upasanam, you will become what? You will have this mental steadiness. You will be blessed with the mental steadiness. You will be blessed with the focus attention. So nishkama upasana phalam is mental steadiness. Sakama upasana phalam is what? You will be blessed with the desirable qualities of the object of meditation. Objective qualities means what? You will be blessed with the special gunas of Brahman which you have meditated upon. So all the time we think, no, Brahman is all pervasive. How all pervasive? How all pervasive? You be blessed with that. If you think that particular, it is Brahman which alone manifests as the, suppose the capacity to speak, capacity to write, capacity to see, then that becomes your capacity. What you meditate on, so yad, see, that's why he say, yad bhavaha tad bhavati, is it? What you think of, you become that. So this is the upasana phalam we saw in the 6th mantra last class. No? So we have to go to next mantra now. Evam anusishtaha sishyaha namaste acharyam uvacha. So in this manner, we just started the class, Rojaji. Evam anusishtaha. So, Sishya, the Sishya, do you see that? The disciple, Anusishtaha, who has been instructed in this manner, Acharyam Uvacha, spoke to his teacher. Which means the student was taught now three meditations means what here? So, Adidaivata, three upasanas the teacher had taught him. Adidaiva upasanam, Adhyatma upasanam, and Gunavisishta Brahma upasanam. Adidaiva Brahma upasanam, Adhyatma Brahma upasanam, then Gunavisishta Brahma upasanam, the three meditations the teacher has taught him. And so after this, after being instructed, the student, after being instructed by the guru, he spoke to his guru, Acharyam Uvacha. So what did the disciple say to his teacher? We are going to see here. Upanishadam bho Brahma hi. Upanishadam bho bruhi ityukta upanishadam bho bruhi ityukta upanishadam bho bruhi ityukta ta upanishad brahmim vava Tata Upanishadam Abhruma Iti. Yes, bho is always, when you say bhoho he in vocative, you to call somebody, no, bho Rodneyji, bho, bho means calling somebody, no, bho, he, like that. So, bho Bhagavan, O Lord, he addresses the teacher as what? O Lord, O bho Bhagavan, O Lord. Bo means he can't simply say bo. So he must have, he implied what? Bhagavan. And Shankara says in his Bhashyam, bo Bhagavan. Upanishadam, you see that Bhashyam here. Upanishadam rahasyam yachintyam bo Bhagavan bruhi iti. He says now, bruhi iti, no, please, O teacher, bruhi means please say, please tell me what he says, me is implied here, please tell me, bo Bhagavan, O Lord, Upanishadam Rahasyam, please tell me the secret of the Upanishad. The rahasyam, the secret pertaining to, no, the secret, no, contained in Upanishad, of the Upanishad is Upanishadam rahasyam, and which alone deserves to be dwelt upon. Yat chintyam. Chintyam is a potential passive participle. Chintyam means to be thought of. Yat chintyam, that secret of the Upanishad, which alone should be meditated upon, which should be focused on, which should be contemplated upon, please tell me that secret of Upanishad, which is to be contemplated upon, dwelt upon, meditated upon, that's the history he's asking. Upanishadam rahasyam yat chintyam bho Bhagavan bruhi iti acharyam sishyaha uvacha. You have to take it that way. The student spoke to this teacher and asked his teacher to teach him, to tell him the secret of Upanishad, which should be meditated upon. Okay, first sentence. Yevam uktavati. Sishye. Acharyaha. Ukta bhihita. Te tava Upanishat. Now the teacher says, Yevam uktavati sishye. Acharyaha. Te ukta abhihita Upanishad. He says, when the student asked him to teach him, to tell him the secret of Upanishad, which should be contemplated upon, the teacher is telling, this Upanishad has already been, no, the secret of Upanishad, the Upanishad is a Brahma Vidya. Remember the meaning of the word Upanishad also. Upanishad is equal to Brahma Vidya. The implied meaning of the word Upanishad is knowledge of Brahman. So this knowledge of Brahman, which is the secret of, you know, subject matter of Upanishad, which is the Brahman, which is the secret. You know, that has been already taught to you. Tava, to you, Ukta means Abhihita. Ukta is equal to Abhihita. Abhihita, already it has been, no, communicated to you. It has been taught to you. It has been given to you already through teaching. So he replied to the student who asked him to teach him the secret of Brahman which should be meditated upon. This teacher replied saying, this Upanishad has already been given. Brahma Vidya has already been given to you. Upanishad already is given. Given. Then, ka punaha. Sa. Ityaha. Again, what do you want to know? Okay? Is that ka punaha sa? What is that secret of Upanishad? What is that Upanishad they want to know? The Brahma Vidya, which has already been communicated to you. He says, Brahmim, Brahmanaha, Paramatmanaha, Yam, Tam, Paramatma, Vishayatvate, Vishayatvat Atita Vijnanasya Vava. Vava means Yeva. Okay. Yeva Ta Upanishad. Sorry. Upanishadam Abruma Ityuktam Eva Paramatma Vidyam Upanishadam Bruma Ityavadharaya Ityuttarartham Atyuttarartham Avadharaya Avadharayati Uttarartham. Sorry. Avadharayati Uttarartham. My specs is very bad today. I'm sorry. Avadharayati. Yeah, Avadharayati Uttarartham. No, Avadharayati Uttarartham. If you separate it, Avadharayati Uttarartham. You can separate it. Yen Sandhi there. Okay? Avadharayati uttara artham. Uttara artham avadharayati. So, what he wants to say here is, Brahmim eva ta upanishadam abruma. What do you want to, the teacher is saying now, Brahmim Upanishadam Eva Upanishadam Abruma. We have already taught you the secret of Upanishad, subject matter of the Upanishad, the Brahma, that we have already taught. He says, Brahmanaha Yam Tam Paramatma Vishetvat. What is subject matter of the Upanishad? Subject matter of the Upanishad is Paramatma. Paramatma means what now? Absolute Self. Absolute Self is what? Absolute Self means the truth of all the beings. Truth of all the beings is what? Brahma. What is Brahma? Then a limitless reality, consciousness. So that subject matter of the Upanishad, the Paramatma, which is Brahman, and that is what now? Is already it has been given to you. Abruma, Atita Vijnanasya Eva. So Atita Vijnanasya means what now? Atita Vijnanaha means the one who has already understood this truth. Atita Vijnanasya, the one who has already attained the knowledge. No, for such a person, already we have given this knowledge of Brahman. Avadharaya. Now what should you do? Already I have taught you Upanishad. I have already given you the teaching. Teaching of the Upanishad is over. What do you want me to teach again? Now what you need to do is Avadharaya. Avadharaya iti uttara artham. Avadharaya. Na? Avadharaya iti uttara artham. Avadharayati iti uttarartham. When you say avadharayati, yeah, uttarartham. Now it has to be ascertained. What has been given to you already has to be ascertained. Because again I have to stop here and tell you, the important thing is, what is avadharanam? You know, first we say avagamanam. Avagamanam means understanding. So Shravanam will bless you with avagamanam, understanding, which has been already done. Isn't it? This what has been understood is what avagamanam, which means you have already understood the teaching. Understood means, if then the question should not arise at all about anything anymore. If you still want to know, which means still there are some doubts, isn't it? For which you have, what should you do? What has been already taught to you, will reflect on now. Nothing new needs to be taught. You have to again reflect on what has been heard again and again and again. How long should I reflect on what I have heard and understood? If you have not understood at all, again start listening. This is teaching. Okay? If you have not yet understood, then better start listening again. I have already heard. No. Until you understand, you have not yet completed your listening. If you have heard or you have listened to me, if you have already listened to me, you must have understood it. If you simply heard me talking, then you might have understood, you might not have understood also. Isn't it? Therefore, listening with the focused attention is very important for you to understand. Which means you should not have missed any step in between. Everything which has been taught to you very clearly, you must have heard and listened to me properly, you must have understood. After having understood, if you still want to know, then what you should do? Better reflect upon what you have already understood. How long should I reflect upon what I have already understood? Until you get your doubts resolved. Keep on listening. Then that is also over. Now I have understood very clearly. Still you feel, you have to understand. Then what you should do better than avadharanam. This way shravanam, manana, anantaram, what you need to do is contemplation. It's going to be very interesting. Bhashyam is following Raniji. Very interesting Bhashyam comes up. So avadharanam, avadharayati. Avadharanam means ascertainment. See, dharanam, no, avadharana means what now? Assimilation.
This is different from uttaratham.
Huh?
Uttaratham.
Uttaratham means, it is the meaning of the answer. Uttarasya artha. Uttara means answer. I make it clear when we discuss again next week, before the next class, next time I make it very clear, Adiji. So what is the uttaram means answer. No? So the meaning is avadharanaha. Avadharanam is the, avadharanam means ascertaining. Ascertaining means assimilating, isn't it? Now what has been already taught to you? So avadharanam means ascertainment. Assimilation. So what he wants to say here, may you know, now all that you need is what now? What has been heard, understood and retained also, and without any doubts, that has to be ascertained. For ascertainment, what you should do, you should repeatedly dwell upon what has been understood doubtlessly. So understand through Shravanam. After understanding, what you have understood, see that it is not doubtful, for which you reflect upon what you have heard. And what has been heard, understood without doubt, without any doubts, may you dwell upon that doubtless, clear knowledge, clear understanding, so that it becomes assimilated. This I told you very clearly once, remember? These three sadhanams, I think somewhere I told you recently. Then the sadhanani, always we make efforts. the teacher again, that's what he was going to say. Now, we're going to have big discussion on that. The whole Bhashyam is going to be a big discussion. If you say, what is the sadhanam for what end? All the time we are making, as spiritual seekers, aspirants, we are making efforts. That's why we feel frustrated when we do not find appropriate results. We think, how long should I waste my time? I've been wasting my time a lot of time. Nothing seems to be working. I continue to be the same person. Means what? It has not, the knowledge is not at all effective for me. This complaint comes because we waste our time. We're not wasting our time because we put in a lot of time, a lot of energy. For the amount of time and energy I invest, you know, is not really giving me any benefit. Means it's a loss of time, and like any investment, it's not productive or effective. You think it's a loss. And here also you think it is a loss. A lot of time and energy. And that always, loss is not desirable. Loss is very painful. Loss causes a great pain for us. And that is why the pain comes, means then you become frustrated or you get angry and you become, or no, then that you react. That we don't know how to handle that frustration. That is because you need Bhagavan's grace. You must be prayerful and know to tap Bhagavan's grace. But I tell you, the grace will be possible only if your efforts are adequate and appropriate. You make efforts, you make abundance of efforts, but not appropriate efforts. Appropriate, adequate efforts means knowing the exact means for the required end and put in that effort. Given required for that particular means, for accomplishing that particular end. If you are still working for your mental purity and steadiness, you know how much you are mentally pure. How to measure your purity? How pure you are, how clear you are, how steady you are, how to measure, who can come and measure for you? Can you measure yourself? You are still disturbed by small things, petty things around, and you are disturbed means you are not yet managed your ragadveshas. Until jnanam, ragadveshas will not go away from you for good. No, ragadveshas, as long as ragadveshas are there, you know, only in jnanam ragadveshas will go for good. So until jnanam, what are you going to do? Isn't it? The ragadveshas will be there. It is not possible for one to be without any ragadveshas. But these ragadveshas, are you able to manage? Are they overpowering you? Or you are able to manage them? If you are disturbed by your own likes and dislikes, which means you are allowing them to manage you. If you are not disturbed by ragadveshas, which you still have, but you are not disturbed by them, means you have mastery over them. If you are not able to manage your ragadveshas, you have yet to manage your ragadveshas, then that is very important qualification first. You have to become mentally adequately pure, for which you have yet to need. What is the means? Your effort must be, you know, put in living a life of karma yoga, and also commitment to live all the time. Remind yourself of dharma, isn't it? So I'm not repeating today. The teaching has to, now. I had to start from there, isn't it? I haven't yet gone to one line. Isn't it? Therefore, that must be the means. So, where your efforts are put in. No, you have to, with more focused attention, you have to see that. This, I had to take care of this particular problem first. It's typically like when you want to buy a house or something. First of all, you have to locate the house, isn't it? Which you like. Then first of all, before that you have to have organized funds. You can't go and buy something without any money. So organize funds, keep the funds ready in the bank. Then search for the house. Then find a house which you like to your taste. House of your taste. Now after finding the house also, you can't simply go and give the money to the person, ask them to go away, isn't it? Then all the required procedures, see the lawyer, talk to, get the documents written and see the documents, the wordings are correctly written and what wordings are there. Everything you have to check, isn't it? Then fix the date of registration. There's always there are steps, isn't it? What should be done first and how much time you have to go and see the lawyer. It may need a lot of effort. It's all, that's why our appropriate efforts. Isn't it? What should be done first? How it should be done? So it may take a little more time for you to manage your thing. That is why, which means in keeping with your urge to become mentally ready, you'll be more prayerful, you seek more grace, and you make proper, now you really come to yourself to live life of dharma, and see, then you can manage your ragadveshas, isn't it? So ragadvesh management is the qualification. Then that is there. The, along with that, you also do what now? Savanam goes simultaneously, isn't it? So when the ragadveshas, you're able to manage very well, the Savanam will bless you with knowledge. So that's why Ajnana, for elimination of ignorance, Ajnana Nivrityartham, Shravanam Sadhanam. Sometimes mind is so disturbed, therefore practice some japaha, manas japaha, so that mind becomes calm also. Disturbed mind becomes, so that is the practice of upasanam, some from meditation, some japa, is the means for calming, quietening, you know, quieting for calming, or becomes mentally steady, to steadying the mind, and it is scattered all over. Then Shravanam will endure. How long should I do Shravanam? Should I go for Mananam? Sometimes Shravanam Mananam will be simultaneous also. But still for you, the more Shravanam you do, subtle vagueness will be going. Growing clarity, you will see that. And there will be a point, yes, I want this subject matter, isn't it? Some study has been done, so now you understood that. So I know now what? Aham Brahmasmi. All that he is Brahma. Nothing which is not Brahma. Brahma alone is Satyam, everything else is Mithya. I know this. But still, lots of other doubts will come. So, for that also, what now? Now, reflect on what has been understood. How Brahman is Satyam, how Jagat is Mithya, how Brahman is available Atma, what is the nature of reality? Again, reflect on what has been heard. So, reflection is, when should you reflect on? Only after having understood it, isn't it? Not having understood anything, what will you reflect on? So, Shravanam is the sadhanam only for what? Ajnana nivrittihi. But Shravanam will not, Samshaya nivritti will not do. Samshaya nivrittihi is not possible just by Shravanam. This is inadequate. Shravanam is not adequate for the removal of doubts. Understand? Shravanam will remove only your ignorance. For the removal of doubts, you need more effort, which is called mananam. That is why adequate, appropriate efforts. You say, I put in adequate effort, but not inappropriate. If you do mananam before shravanam, you have without having understood anything. So adequate efforts, appropriate efforts. So now more efforts is required for resolving the doubts, which should be done, which means you should focus on what you have understood already. Is it different on what you have already understood? And reflecting on what you have already understood is possible only if you have understood already, isn't it? So mananam is the sadhanam for samshaya nivrittihi. Shravanam will not remove, Shravanam will only create doubts. Shravanam will not solve your doubts. The after having done Shravanam and Mananam also, I am still not now understood very clearly, doubtlessly, but still the knowledge is not effective for me. It does not really, the for which benefit I have studied Shastram, for which phalam benefit I have done Shravanam and Mananam. Now that benefit I am not still enjoying. Benefit of knowledge, I am not still enjoying it. I should enjoy the benefit of knowledge. I wanted knowledge for this benefit. But after having gained knowledge also, I am not enjoying this benefit. Means this knowledge becomes what a fruitless. I want to enjoy the benefit, isn't it? Which means what you have, that knowledge which you understood clearly, doubtlessly, has yet to be assimilated, which is called avadharanam. Okay, so avadharanam means what now? Ascertainment. It also emphasis. Avadharanam also means emphasis. So for avadharanam, for assimilation, what you should do, you know, then what you have understood clearly, doubtlessly, then dwell upon that repeatedly. Which is called nididhyasanam. So nididhyasanam alone will help you assimilate, ascertain what you have clearly, doubtlessly understood. Some more effort. Suppose you are not yet understood clearly, how can you dwell upon the teaching? Dwelling upon the teaching, say repeated dwelling upon the teaching, you know, dwelling upon what you have clearly understood. Isn't it? So still having doubts, you can't say I'm dwelling upon something. It's still a dwelling upon which should be what? Only mananam. So assimilation needs some more effort. We have no patience sometimes. Otherwise, we spend a lot of time in not doing appropriate shravanam. Sometimes Shravanam is, the Shravanam means should be very clear. If Shravanam is very clear, Mananam, Nididhyasam is nothing. It will be very easy. Nididhyasam will be very easy. Just focus attention on what you have clearly, doubtlessly understood is Nididhyasanam, and which alone will bless you with the doubt-free ascertained vision, and which is the benefit of knowledge, which is moksha. Isn't it? The Nididhyasanam is not difficult. Mananam also is not difficult. What involves is Shravanam. Shravanam is, why it is difficult? It is not difficult. Shravanam also is very beautiful. What is Shravanam must be understood appropriately. People come and complain. We've been in this parishad for many, many years. Nothing has worked, I say. Because what is Shravanam? Shravanam means listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter by a competent teacher who is alive. A teacher who is not alive cannot communicate to you. All the written words, however great the teacher was, however clear the teacher was, you know, we do not know. The teacher must be alive is an important qualification for the teacher. I will be your guru even after my death, if somebody says. Of course, any Mahatma can be related to, revered as guru. But to relate to the person as a guru, he must be alive, he must be communicating. And that teacher must be, because he is somebody who is alive, who is communicating, talking all the time, who does not know sampradaya, then also it is not shravanam. Every day I go and listen to somebody who is alive, who is teaching, who makes me really like, no, really, really mesmerizing speech. People come and tell me all these things. Very eloquent and very soft and very soothing and then, oh, the eyes look very peaceful, the words are very soft, and the very presence of the teacher makes me so good. All poetic. Poetic means what? You are not with reality. Okay? Some emotional... is it? Swimming in emotion and feelings. So here what happens? That is not here. Here fact means fact, isn't it? That it must, the teacher must know Sampradaya. The teacher must know what she or he is speaking. You can't just blabber. Now be with the teaching and see eye to eye and communicate. And that teaching, the student must be listening to the teaching. So that teaching is what now? It might not just listening something here and there. It must be systematic. It must be taught step by step. There should not be any missing link in the teaching. Without any missing link in between, systematically, step by step, it must be taught. No? Just listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of this shastram. Step by step, systematically, without any missing link in between. Regularly, for a length of time, with the help of the competent teacher who knows the sampradaya, that is shravanam. So, how am I doing the shravanam properly? Understand what shravanam is, then have I done shravanam before? Or am I doing shravanam now? Understand? Then shravanam I am doing, okay, now understand shravanam, yes, I am doing exactly what, understand the meaning of shravanam, I am doing exactly the shravanam, if you are happy. Still shravanam goes on and on and on and on and on, nothing happens if it, knowledge doesn't take place, ajnanam doesn't go, if you think somewhere, the problem is what? Not with the teacher, I am not yet ready. Because still my raga dveshas. See, the raga dveshas, being disturbed by raga dveshas, distracted by raga dveshas, means you can't undo the raga dveshas, but you should be able to remain without being disturbed by the raga dveshas, which means you are able to manage. Isn't it? The qualifications. Therefore, simultaneously taking care of our raga dveshas and knowing the value of shravanam, and I'm given to the shravanam in this manner, understanding what shravanam is, shravanam in due course of time definitely will bless you with the ajnana vrittihi, removal of ignorance. And then you put in enough effort for reflecting on what you have understood, what you have known. Then you see the reflection for some time. How long should I be again? Do again? We don't need to ask anybody. Not measure others. You not measure your. There's no examination written on a paper which other teacher can correct it for you, isn't it? You know, your own clarity will tell your own. Oh, this is the I have no doubts now. Your clarity will tell you how clear you are. Now it's only you know how what all doubts you do not have now. Still some more doubts you have. So the doubts will resolve. Then when doubts are also clear, then you have clear knowledge. But what's the problem? Still it has to be assimilated. Then you go for contemplation, dwell upon continuously on what you have clearly, doubtlessly understood, which is called anididhyasanam. That is the appropriate effort then you required, and that will result in ascertained vision, and which is mokshaha. Then you enjoy the benefit of that effort, isn't it? Every effort will bless you with the expected result. Shravanam will bless you with what? Expected result of removal of ignorance. Mananam will bless you with what? Expected result of removal of doubts. So, ajnana nivrittihi, samshaya nivrittihi, then viparyaya nivrittihi. Removal of your removal of in emotional obstacles in the form of habitual misconceptions. That is why, so I'm too old, how long should I listen, frustrated. No. If I'm listening, then be happy with that. So that definitely you are on the right track. So what if one more janma I get? At least I'll come back and pick up the thread where I left. Getting frustrated, if you leave listening, you have to start listening next janma. That's why be prudent, isn't it? If I'm listening means at least, if you do not listen now, you'll end up doing something which is unwanted, which will incur more papam only. You'll be accumulating again, isn't it? The best thing I can do it without complaining, questioning, be in listening. Because this will at least, what all you listen now, you can't say sometimes. The whole life you may be listening. When sometimes physically when we become, incapable of moving around much, that time without anybody's telling, you will become contemplative. That is secret. I tell you, people will do real nidhyasanam when they are not able to move about much. And for which you must have done shravanam and mandanam. Without having done shravanam at all, you become physically invalid, or not physically invalid, you become incapable of moving around, then you will go senile. But if you have done shravanam, you are not able to go about much here and there, I tell you, still you will be at old age. That time, with the shastra will come and help you like anything. You will not be frustrated. You will not be disappointed. You will not expect the world to come to you. You will not miss the world outside. That's the most wonderful thing. The greatest benefit is, if you have done shravanam, when you are fair and healthy, throughout you have been doing it, that time comes for everybody when we will not be able to move much. You have done the shravanam, you have your investment here. You can open it, get it, and you can just be with that. That will help you. Definitely it will help you. If you have not any invest anything, no insurance, penniless, I tell you, miserable. Old age without having done shravanam will be miserable old age life. Old age having done lot of shravanam will be pleasant, enjoyable old age, and it will be enlightening also. Because you have nothing else to do, and you will be going again and again back to what you have heard, your mananam, your nidhyasam will be very quick also. But you must have done enough amount of shravanam. That's what I am telling. Shravanam will never go waste. That is why be in shastram. If being frustrated, if you leave everything, throw and go away, then you will end up doing something else. You had to be doing something or the other. If you don't do shravanam, time is not spent for shravanam, what else will you do? You don't know what to do then. You will be doing something nonsense, definitely. You can't do anything better than shravanam. Maybe you may do some good karma also, if you are physically hale and healthy. That as a result of which you can earn a lot of punyam by doing something, because the punyam, to exhaust the punyam, will be coming back again. Maybe some other janma again you will pick up, again you will continue. Is it clear? Somebody went to Swamiji and said, I did that, I did this, I did so much of work and so much of service. Swamiji, the person is very, very ungrateful. I did that much, I did this much, I did this much. Some hope that person helped you to do something useful, isn't it? Whether he's right or wrong. Which means, what else do you think you would have done if you did not do what you did? Don't boast about your what you have done, all the good things. You have done good, very good. You have not wasted it. It all has contributed, it has increased your bank balance in terms of punyam. The unpleasantness which you experience other person because of what you have done good things, that is the past papa. This is what Shastram, we need to understand Shastram correctly, you know. Always with a preconceived notion, if we listen, we can understand what Shastram says is. Any undesirable, see, I am doing consciously, I am using my will to do the right actions. Your punyam has gone up. Punyam balance has become more. You are going through some pains, your papam old balance has become less. Reduction of papam, no, collection of punyam. Therefore, that's the best thing. What better thing do you think? You did not know what else to do. That's why you were doing this. That is true. You did not know. We always had to think. Whenever we do something, we did something, you regret afterwards. My God, I have done that. Something wrong you have done means you are wrong. Yes, you have done it because you did not know that you had did it. You did it wrongly because you did not know that. You were doing something wrong. Knowingly, if you have done something wrong, then you know very well you did wrong. You shouldn't have done it. Okay, now gone is gone. Done something good also, you know very well you were doing good. And second thing, you did anything good you did also because you did not know what else to do better than that. That is why you do it. Not because you never ever think that I am doing it for other person's sake. Other people may benefit. That is why it is a punya karma. It's a good karma. That does not mean you did only for others. You did not know what to do, what else to do. That's why you did it. It's amazing, isn't it? Think well and see. Okay. So this is what, anyway, what I want to say here. My main thing is today, this avadharanam, isn't it? Why after the teacher has taught him, the teaching is over. Again, he is asking for what? What does he want to know? Isn't it? So now, the mantra is very small mantra. The Shankara's Bhashyam is going to really give a long Bhashyam for this. Only two more mantras are there, isn't it? The two mantras are a long Bhashyam. For this itself, we need some 5-6 classes actually. In which the Kena Upanishad Bhashyam will be over, complete. So we'll see next class. Okay?